The team first used a catalyzed oxygenation reaction with a cobalt or manganese-based catalyst to break down the tough polymer chains into oxygen-containing organic acid molecules. The process was inspired by a 2003 study led by Walter Partheimer, a chemist at chemicals company DuPont in Delaware, who used it to break down single plastics into chemicals such as benzoic acid and acetone. But Beckham wanted to turn the organic acid molecules into something more easily commoditized. To do that, the team turned to microbes, specifically the bacterium Pseudomonas putida, which can be engineered to use different small organic molecules as a source of carbon. Beckham says it's quite an interesting organism. The team engineered the microorganisms to consume the oxygenated organic molecules that the researchers made from different plastics using their auto-oxidation reaction. The carbonyl acid from polyethylene and PET and benzoic acid from polystyrene. The bacteria produce two chemical ingredients that are each used to make high-quality performance-enhanced polymers, or biopolymers. Biology can take multiple carbon sources and funnel them into a single product, in this case, a molecule which can be used to make a highly biodegradable polymer, says Susanna Scott, a chemist at the University of California, Santa Barbara. The researchers developed their process using a mix of pure polymer pellets, but also tested it on mixed plastics found in everyday products. We purchased HDPE in the form of milk containers, PET from the vending machine outside my office in single-use beverage bottles, and then polystyrene or styrofoam cups, says Beckham. But scaling up the process is going to be a challenge, says co-author Shannon Stahl, a chemist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. One issue is the temperature that auto-oxidation reaction is run at. At the moment, each plastic reacts best at a different temperature, and the one that the team uses for the mixture corresponds to the modest recalcitrance of the reactions. More fundamental chemistry is needed to work out exactly how this reaction works and improve the yields of the reactions, says Stahl. But Stahl adds that many companies already work with auto-oxidation processes to turn xylene into terephthalic acid, a PET precursor molecule. There is a lot of in-house knowledge built in, and if one or more of these companies would choose to explore this, I think they could offer a lot of technical know-how, Stahl says. Beckham says the team is working on an economic analysis and life cycle assessment of its process. Another problem will be to sell the smaller molecules that the bacteria produce because demand for those products is much smaller than the quantity of waste plastics, says Jan, scientist, adding, whether the process will be scaled up depends on economic competitiveness.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammed Jad, hosting this program, and sister Asma and brother Sayyid Abdullah, helping me as guest speakers in the studio, criticize the movie, June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Assalamu alaikum, sister Asma, welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Bogan.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. Well, it's a couple of episodes that we are focusing on the movie June, produced in 2021. It's an American epic science fiction movie directed by Denis Villeneuve. Let's take a listen to a short part of the movie June, and then we'll get back. Stay with us.
They were pointing at us. What are they shouting?
Lisan al-Ghaib. Voice from the outer world. It's their name for Messiah.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. Well, we are trying to criticize the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. With Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Well, there is an important concept, Sister Asma, that people are shouting Lisan al-Ghaib, completely in Arabic.
Yes.
Well, why? Any connection? Well, they define it as the voice from the outer world. They define the Lisan al-Ghaib as this, you know? Or the other name, or their name for the Messiah.
Yes.
So they keep referring to that, you know, character as the Lisan al-Ghaib.
Lisan al-Ghaib. So, and the mother gives him the definition of that thing.
Yes.
She says that he's called the Messiah.
Why do they keep shouting it? And why is there any connection at all in the first place?
Well, because from the beginning of the movie, we see that old man gives some hints that he's going, perhaps he's going to be the one.
Yes.
And then the mother, every now and then, she says that his son is going to be the one she's sort of sure about the fact that her son is going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And when she brings him to the, when they are coming to that Arrakis place,
yes.
Everybody is shouting at him as the Lisan al-Ghaib. Actually, I didn't know on what basis, on what hints they think that he's the one. I don't know, but maybe according to the Fremen, they have had some narrations about him. Maybe I don't know about his appearance or his age or from where he comes or with what intentions he's coming. Maybe those are the things that are that made them refer to him as that. But the story of the person, the name they are already mentioning is very interesting, because when you go deeper and deeper into that adjective that they are using for him, is that the sound from the outer world. That means the one they believe in is actually coming from a supernatural background.
Mm-hmm.
And his spiritual background, and he's linked to perhaps a deeper power.
Yes, true indeed. In order to continue our program, we have to listen to another part of this movie, June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And we'll be back with its question and its critique. Don't go away.
Lisan al-Ghaib, voice from the outer world. It's their name for Messiah. That means the Bene Gesserit has been at work here.
Planting superstitions.
Preparing the way, Paul. These people have waited for centuries for the Lisan al-Ghaib. They see you, they see the signs.
You see what they've been told to see.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sir Abdullah helping me as the guest speakers, in fact, criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Sayyid Abdullah, you know, people are saying these people have waited for centuries for Lisan al-Ghaib. We are talking about this key concept, Lisan al-Ghaib, right? Mm. And they see you, they see the signs. This is what they say in the movies, right? Mm. And Paul, of course, doesn't believe it or in it himself, mind you, right? And he says, well, it becomes clear by his statement. Like he says, they see what they've been told. So obviously he believes it in it as a superstition,
he
right?
does. Yeah.
So first of all, is it a superstition? Lisan al-Ghaib, Mahdaviya, Messiah, whatever. And of course, they keep talking about this concept. Yet it's sort of, like a paradox for me in the movie, you know. And does he know that he's a savior himself?
Okay, I think they were trying to play a trick on the mind of people.
Mm-hmm.
First, by referring to him as Lisan al-Ghaib. Lisan al-Ghaib means, in Arabic, literally, the one who translates the divine, mm-hmm. right? Because if you are Lisan al-Ghaib, meaning that you speak on behalf of deity, right? So al-Ghaib being God, right?
Yes.
Here. So someone who
the
speaks...
The Ghaib means the hidden.
Yeah, hidden. Right. But always when we refer to Ghaib, we refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, right? So if the Imams, alayhi salam, we refer to them as Lisan al-Ghaib, the old Lisan al-Ghaib, meaning they talk on behalf of Allah. Ghaib being whatever Allah tells them they convey to us. So... Mm. They are literally his tongue. When we say, for example, Imam Ali, he's the eye of Allah, he's the ear of Allah, he's this of Allah. We're not saying Allah has an eye or this, but the manifestation of God. So when you say the Imam or the Messiah is Lisan al-Ghaib, it means he speaks on behalf of the deity of God.
Yes.
So this was what people were chanting, that Lisan al-Ghaib.
Mm-hmm.
Now, him saying, no, not such a thing, superstition, people believe whatever they make, right? Even though he himself has been getting all these visions. So he believes that something is going to happen to him, and he's aware of that.
Yes.
But he's trying to get to people, or at least the viewers, to say, okay, true, this guy has a role to play in the future. He will save people. But it has nothing to do with the Lisan al-Ghaib.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with God. Basically, all he's trying to say to people or to the viewer is God and religion and the Lisan al-Ghaib is superstition.
Mm-hmm. Or so at least he doesn't know it himself. Or he's sort of like playing like an atheist.
No, because him himself, he's playing an atheist.
Here. Yes.
He's playing an unbeliever.
Yes.
So whatever his mom tells him, whatever he sees, he's trying to deny it.
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying, Yeah, true. I might have a role to play. I mm-hmm. might have voice to have. But it has nothing to do with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with what you guys believe, the sign al-ghayb and all this nonsense.
Yes.
So he rejected that. So the viewer automatically, as the movie progresses, they will separate God, and they call it a superstition,
mm-hmm.
and they concentrate on what's on the outside, which is just reality.
Yes.
And that's actually is a very distractive idea to put in the mind of the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yes. Subconsciously it's working. People are not aware of it.
Right.
So he keeps constantly denouncing the fact that this has anything to do with God,
mm-hmm.
like another realm or deity or what have you. Even the, like you said, when you talk about dreams and stuff like that, he completely cuts ties with it. He's like, no, all these things that you guys go with, prophecies and what have you, nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of the prophecy or a dream or whatever people believe in, it's always, like you said, thousands of years because it's been prophesied by prophets or people who have linked to God.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to cut that. So Paul constantly making that cut. Nothing to do with God, nothing to do with God, nothing to do with God. But like I said, they don't say God. They use these terms like the sign al-ghayb,
mm-hmm.
or a dream or an oracle or a prophecy. So they use these things, but they all go back
right
to God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, true indeed.
But they playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
No. It has nothing to do with God. So as you get in touch with the character himself, as you build this connection with him
yes.
through the movie, you yourself as well try to distance yourself from those people as well and their superstition.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So,
okay.
This is in summary.
Okay. Thank you. Let's take another break by listening to another part of this movie, and then we'll be back criticizing it.
A great man doesn't seek to lead. He's called to it. But if your answer is no, you'll still be the only thing I ever needed you to be. My son. If anything happens, will you protect Paul?
With my life.
Only together can we stand a chance.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie June, producing 2021. It's an American science fiction Hollywood movie. Well, obviously about Mahdi and Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sister Asma, you know, in line with the question that I asked Sayyid Abdullah before the break about whether, you know, Paul himself, because he was acting as an atheist, a non-believer himself, and he called it superstition,
mm-hmm.
You know, very vividly in the movie. Well, what are the signs? Because there are also talking about the signs of Al-Mahdi, right? So when people are chanting Lisan al-Ghayb, and the other people, like the mom says to Paul, to his son, like, they see the signs. What does she mean by they see the signs? What are the signs of Mahdi?
Perhaps the words that have been there, and perhaps the call that happened. And also I would say that death of his father was another sign.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because they killed the father and there was the blood of his father and the revenge for the blood of his father. Maybe that was another sign that the Savior would come after this in order to take revenge, the revenge of his father's blood, and then at the same time destroy all the tyrants and all the oppressors, because mm-hmm. as you see, there was also a note to the oppressor. So perhaps after all these oppressors coming and leaving, and then they don't know who is going to come next, there comes this urge in these people that maybe the appearance of mm. this Messiah or the One or Lisan al-Ghayb, as they put it,
yes.
is very close and clear.
I see. Okay, any comment, Sayyid Abdullah? You know, what are the signs of Mahdi and what are the signs of his reappearance?
Look, with what these guys were saying, so, I would, first of all, these people who are chanting Lisan al-Ghaib, and they themselves, like they said, they have prophecies for thousands of years.
Yes.
They had oracles that were alive. You know, the lady that handed a knife to his mother, mm-hmm. she was very aware of who they are,
mm-hmm.
meaning that she knew the prophecy and she can see the signs.
Yes.
So in this movie, they were pretty much, I would say, they were looking at the appearances of this person when they saw him as a person. They said, okay, he fits the criteria. He looks like the savior based on what we've been told,
mm-hmm.
right? That description, the way he walked, the parade that he came in and everything else, and whatever he brings with him, it indicates that he is the Messiah.
Yeah.
Now, for us as Muslims, when we look at the Imam alayhi salam, we have many signs that precedes the Imam.
Mm-hmm.
We have signs that deals with nature.
Yes.
We have signs that deal with people's morality. We have signs that deal with people's economical status, that deal with their political status. And then we have major signs that deal with the Imam directly preceding his arrival, which are, we put them into five, right?
Mm.
So we have this information. So as a Shia, for example, myself, right now, if you ask me, when would you know the Imam is going to come? I say, okay, if 1, 2, 3 are met, then directly I would know what the Imam is exactly. I know which his position he's in. And how he looks like. Why? Because all this information has been given to me. So let's example. We say Imam Ali Salam, he appears in Mecca. If I was in Mecca at that time, and I see the signs, and then I see a person, automatically I'm going to say, did you know that Imam Ali Salam, he would have a long curly hair, just like the guy in the movie?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He would have a white forehead, just like the guy in the movie?
Yeah.
So they even bought the description of the Imam, they fit it in this person. I would say, okay, so my Imam is 1, 2, 3. This guy looks exactly like him. That's my Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, and even us, we've been given all these details. So when we see this personality, so we also have this notion that we have a group of people that I know, at least a friend of mine, who actually have identified the Imam, alayhi salam.
Right.
Now they know who the Imam is based on his actual appearances, based on the details that we've been given.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to foresee.
Yet they can't say.
No, you can't. Of course you can't.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's easy to foresee and tell who the Savior is. So these people done their work and was just right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's him.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. And thank you for listening to the program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We have been trying to criticize the movie June. Of course, we haven't come to the end of its critique. And inshallah, we are going to do so in the upcoming episodes. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and here is a brief but bright statement on the realities of life expressed by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O people, you should know that everyone who walks on the surface of this earth will eventually go beneath it.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Cultural news. Social news. scientific news, artistic news, with delight.
A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jianggong Mountains, because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon. The sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime. If you have a sweet tooth, then this next bit of news is just for you. Visitors are now taking advantage of the expanded version of Cakeland, which is an immersive art gallery in the U.S. city of Los Angeles. The structure is meant to feel like a giant multi-layered cake. It's entirely made of artificial materials, but looks like if it's full of cherries, whipped cream, and layers of cake. Artist Scott Hoff says he used nearly a ton of pipe frosting, 120 mirrors, and thousands of cherries. Plus, he embedded thousands of crystals in the walls as a final touch. The artist says he chose to develop Cakeland after he noticed how much his artificial cake sculptures were welcomed by viewers.
So I chose cake because, number one, it's really beautiful. Number two, it's really fun to do. And number three, it engages the viewers in such a meaningful way.
Hoff says he never actually made a real cake before and has mainly followed his enthusiasm for fake food as the inspiration for this project. Visitors are able to walk through the cake, a labyrinth, and explore various rooms. While there is a lot of deliciousness and lightness of the cakes, visitors to this cake land can discover some interesting darker elements as they wander around. The art installation has continued to expand since it was founded by Hov in 2020. Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out its instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type, and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to offload. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well. Just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats. A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge and how much power do you want to be able to draw from it. So again, we're targeting, call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, five with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salaamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 24th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter At-Taha, verse 132.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى.
And enjoin prayer upon your family and people, and be steadfast therein. We ask you not for provision, we provide for you, and the best outcome is for those of righteousness.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Whenever the life of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was straightened, he recited the mentioned verse and then he told his family members to establish prayer. The reason of it is that this very prayer for you and your household is the source of sanctification, serenity of the heart, mind, strengthening of the spirit, and duration of the remembrance of Allah.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We have spoken about waiting for a better tomorrow. This is another part. Some days suck. This is true no matter who you are, where you work, how much money you make, or how many good relationships you have in your life. Sometimes there is nothing you can do to control or manage your state of affairs to recover the day, and you're left riding out the bad day until it's over. You can't change the past, and there is usually not a lot you can do to change your present circumstances. But don't let that fool you into thinking that you can change how tomorrow will play out. With the right attitude, a solid plan, and the right tools at your disposal, even a chaotic day can become manageable. Don't let one bad day ruin the rest of your week. Take action now to make sure tomorrow becomes a better day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. What happens in case a person comes to this world, he has some duties and responsibilities. It's not the case just to use up and eat up and consume and do not produce anything for the others. No, we have some duties and responsibilities in this world, in our family, in smaller societies, in society, and in the world itself. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al Imran, chapter Al Imran, verse 130, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you have faith, do not exact usury, twofold or severalfold, and be wary of Allah that you may be felicitous. Again, we are not here just to eat up and treasure of whatever is in the earth. So it's our duty to plan and to produce something for the others. So we have our responsibilities. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here wants to tell us what we have to do. So in the surahs and ayahs that we have looked at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers disobedience to the truth and disbelief in God's promises as an example of the destruction of peoples and nations. And here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects absolute consumerism. And he calls man to strive and produce in order to serve the society and the same species and the other humankinds and the same species of humankind. And salvation in the shade of righteous deeds and abandoning vices is defined as the destination of man. We need to say that in our today's world, which is pregnant with major events and developments in various fields, and the speed of social, economic, and political changes is increasing, planning and foresight have become more important, and we are understanding and seeing the importance of this important issue. And man today by himself is more and more caught up in material and mental concerns. So this statement means that the man has not been successful in understanding issues related to planning and other sciences. Because when there is no planning and foresight, the result would be what? Chaos, mental concern and mental and material concerns. So thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for your staying tuned and listening to us. Till our next show, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Because in this part, we'll look at the new you. Your time is your asset. Work is the vocation of living. Idleness is death. Time idly wasted is even more severe than death. Wasting time cuts you off from Allah and the hereafter, whereas death cuts you off from worldly life and its people. This world is people's farm, whose yield they harvest in the hereafter. Those who sow nothing in this world will reap nothing in the hereafter, only losses and regrets. Many are heedless to the gifts of health and leisures. Prophet Muhammad said two blessings which many people do not appreciate, health and leisure. Many people with healthy bodies and plenty of time wander aimlessly through this life without hope, occupation, or a cause to which to dedicate their life.
ربي ذو الجلال والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف عني واهدني ولا تتركني.
What do you think about committing to having a better day? This is among the list of things to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. Yes, commit to having a better day. This is far more important than it seems. How you feel about and react to the world depends largely on your frame of mind when experiencing things. If you're feeling impatient, angry, and like you're having the worst day ever, a traffic jam is going to seem incredibly frustrating. If you set out thinking that the day is beautiful and that nothing can keep you down, a traffic jam might seem like a good opportunity to listen to that new album you've been meaning to hear. Make a commitment to yourself right now that tomorrow will be a better day and invest in that belief. You'll be amazed what an impact it has on your outlook.
If Allah Azza wa Jal could forgive you, forgive yourself as well. You are not the only sinner on this planet. You are not the only person that committed a sin or a crime or has a past. Everyone has a past. If you've committed a mistake in the past, others have committed mistakes in the past. If you've done things that you're not proud of, everyone has done things that they are not proud of. It's relative. It varies from person to person, but we all have mistakes. Every person has done something in the past that they're not proud of. We are humans. To be human is to have errors, is to have sins, is to have mistakes. That is what being a human being is all about. That you're not perfect. Although you're not perfect, but you try to improve. That is the essence of being a human being. That you have mistakes, but you can still move on and you start fresh and you make amends and you repent and you seek forgiveness and you move forward. You need to stop the stress. You need to stop the anxiety. You need to stop the depression. Yes, embrace your past. Acknowledge the past. Do not deny it. Do not deny it to yourself, not others. Do not deny it to yourself. Embrace your past. Embrace your mistakes. But now move forward. Recognize that you're not perfect. Recognize that you've committed mistakes. Recognize it. Admit it. Embrace the past. But now move forward. Move on. Start a new chapter in your life. Begin fresh and new with Allah Azza wa Jal. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah. He who repents from a sin, it's as if he never had a sin in the first place. So if Allah is willing to start fresh with you, be willing to start fresh with yourself. Give yourself a chance. Don't be so hard and harsh on yourself. Give yourself a chance to move forward, to make amends, and to fix the mistakes of the past.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami.
علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.